The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. I am beyond honored and excited. I wish you guys could see how I'm jumping up and down in my chair right now to bring you this next guest. Today, I have got Colleen Waka. She is founding partner and chief brand officer at MindBody Green. She graduated from Stanford University with degrees in international relations and Spanish. She spent 10 years working at Fortune 500 companies, including Gap and Walmart and Amazon. She lives in Brooklyn, New York with her husband and MindBody Green founder, Jason Waka, and their daughter Ellie. And I will tell you guys, I am involved in MindBody Green. I have seen this woman at work. I absolutely admire what she and her husband are trying to do. And this is a complete treat to get to know her and to get to know what MindBody Green is headed for in the future. So welcome to the show, Colleen.
Thanks so much, Dr. Taz. It's so great to be here. Thank you so much for having me and for the great warm intro.
Yes. So, you know, I really want my listeners to know a little bit about you and your story. And, you know, what you've created is amazing. But before we even get there, tell us a little bit about you. How did you land from, you know, your career in corporate America, essentially, into the world of health and wellness and creating MindBody Green, which is one of the biggest health and wellness sites, you know, internationally? I don't even think we can say nationally anymore, but internationally. So tell us how that transition happened. What happened there?
Right. It's not the typical career path in any way. You know, as you mentioned in the intro, I spent 10 years at small companies like The Gap and Walmart and Amazon. My husband, Jason, always jokes that I just missed Exxon on my tour of duty. and I learned a lot at those great companies and worked with some really inspiring people. And when I was, you know, working in these jobs, I always had a passion for health and wellness. And it was what I thought about when I left work. It was what I did on the weekends, you know, started the way a lot of people's wellness journey starts, got really interested in yoga, got really interested in food and what I was putting into my mouth and my diet. And, then when I was at Amazon, I had a really serious health issue. So this was around 2011, and I had been moonlighting with my husband on MindBody Green because it started out of our apartment in Brooklyn. So Jason was working from 2009 to 2016, you know, without making a dime. And, you know, we were just kind of cultivating the brand, building it really slowly. And then in 2011, I had a health issue where I had a pulmonary embolism and, you know, found myself in the hospital, and it was one of those reset moments, you know, that really makes you think about, okay, life is really short. It's not just some cliche that we read about on the internet. How do I start cultivating, you know, my life and so that it more aligns with my passions? And so that was when I started inching over to MindBody Green full-time and joined fully in 2013, And I do think that tragic health event, you know, had some upside in it in that it was the catalyst that you know, caused me to leave the security of corporate America.
You know, it's so funny, like the more I talk to people and even my own personal story, so many of us had health crises to really, you know, force us into this world. It's interesting that yours also kind of got propelled by having that. I'm hoping you're healthy now. What was the reason for the pulmonary embolus?
You know what's so crazy is we never really got a good reason for it. So when, you know, a healthy 32-year-old lands in the ER with, you know, showers of clots on the MRI, you know, pretty much every test under the sun gets performed. I had so much blood work with my hematologist. You know, at the time, I was taking birth control pills, and you're on a higher risk of clotting when you're on birth control pills. But as you know better than I do, there are so many genetic markers that can help let someone know if they're predisposed to clotting. So whether that's factor 5, whether it's factor 8, and there's a myriad of other ones. I actually don't have any of those clotting factors. So whenever someone looks at my blood work and sees that I've had a pulmonary embolism, they are very surprised. They're like, this is not normal. So it's somewhat of a mystery, although that, you know, birth control pill is definitely something that I will, you know, never be taking and, you know, is something that my daughter obviously shouldn't ever take in her life due to my clotting history.
Right.
So that's really the only conclusion that we were able to draw.
Interesting. Well, you know, Mind Body Green, I think, maybe began as Jason's baby, but I'm pretty confident in saying that it's really a family business now with all of you involved, probably your daughter, too, if I had to guess. How old is your daughter now?
She's 8.5 months.
8.5 months, so just wait. She'll be blogging soon, I'm sure. But talk to us about Mind Body Green, kind of, you know, what was the original intention in its creation and where has it headed? I mean, where is it heading? Excuse me. I know it's growing tremendously, but talk me through that a little bit. I think it's been a wonderful partnership as I've, you know, been involved in it too and so proud to be a part of that movement. But I would love to hear a little bit about the history and about the vision for where it's headed next.
Yeah, for sure. So we started out of our one-bedroom apartment in Brooklyn. And, you know, in the beginning, Jason was writing every post. And he's not an expert in everything. And we had cultivated some really genuine friendships with leaders and experts in the space. And some of them came to us and were like, hey, we'd love to write, you know, a guest post. Would you take guest posts? And we're like, sure, that sounds like a great idea. So that was actually the genesis of growing our expert community. You know, we didn't have kind of a crystal ball in 2009, and we weren't able to see, hey, this expert, this influencer thing, it's going to be really big in 8 years. We should start doing it. Mm-hmm. That was not the mindset at all. It was really more about, hey, who's the right person to write about this topic? Probably a doctor. You know, who's the right person to talk about yoga? Probably a yoga expert. And so that was really, you know, the genesis for the Mind Body Green expert community, and then, you know, the community growth as well. So that was in 2009, and then we launched our education business in 2013. And I think that's one of the unique things of Mind Body Green as a media company is that we have an audience that's very engaged and wants to go deeper in topics. So we reach people at any place on their wellness journey, whether they're, you know, wellness newbies who are like, I know I should be interested in this proactive health thing. I'm not quite sure where to start. The second group of people we reach are wellness explorers. So those people are typically coming to us where they're wanting to go narrow and deep. You know, a lot of times that's pregnancy or that's, you know, after the birth of a child. And then the last group cohort that we reach are the wellness committed. And those are folks who live this way, who are really wanting to go deeper. And maybe it's not their profession, but, you know, they are really interested in acquiring more knowledge. So we launched education in 2013. And then in 2014, we launched our Revitalize event. We've now done 4 Revitalizes, and we've been so thrilled to have you join us at 2 of them.
Yes, it's been life-changing, let me tell you. By the way, thank you for the invitation. It's been absolutely life-changing for all of you guys out there listening. I mean, I can't describe to you the feeling. It's being with a ton of other like-minded individuals who are all motivated in a common purpose. It almost feels like we're all pushing the same ship forward. And it's just so invigorating because as a provider, you know, and even for those of us that do a lot of public work, you know, you still sort of feel isolated. You still kind of feel alone. But to be with everyone was so empowering and so invigorating.
Well, that's so great to hear. We definitely think it's the most magical thing we do as a mission-based brand. So that's been a big part of kind of our growth as a brand. And then, you know, looking forward, we launched our first trainings this year. We launched a meditation training with Charlie Knowles. We've launched a yoga training with Kaylee Joyner. And today we're making a big splash about our functional advanced nutrition training, which is led by Kelly Levesque and has several guest doc stars, of course, Dr. Taz, as you're very familiar with this program.
yes,
and we're definitely so excited to be launching that on Mind Body Green today.
Here's the deal. To truly thrive in all areas of your life, you cannot ignore the importance of good health. I've learned this firsthand, and for many of us, time is our most valuable asset. This is why I love Organifi Green Juice, an organic superfood green juice powder you just add to water to get your greens anytime, anywhere. When you invest in your health, you gain more time because you have more energy and focus to get through your day. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes good. Try it for yourself and use the code WHOLEHEALTH at Organifi.com to receive 20% off your order. That's going to be revolutionary. It's going to be such a great way for people who are so confused. Again, I mean, that's the word I keep hearing, you know, when I talk to people and I speak, is the confusion about all the health and wellness information out there and all the nutraceutical information out there, like really helping people sift and sort through that, really dial down into what all these buzz terms and fad terms really mean. I think it's one thing to read, you know, a study that comes out on a 1 to 3 minute news clip or a blog that's 250 to 500 words, completely different to dive deep into some of these topics and really explore the depth. So, you know, for anyone wanting more nutrition information, you know, I definitely have a piece of the course as well, but just so honored to be with some of my peers who are the top of their field, Kelly Levesque, like Colleen mentioned, you know, Dr. Amy Shaw, Vincent Pedre. I mean, they're just amazing, amazing names associated with this course. Do you anticipate Mind Body Green doing more of this in the years to come and really focusing more on education, or what do you see for Mind Body Green? If you had a crystal ball today, what would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. We found that our community and our audience is really hungry for this type of information. So I live in Brooklyn. You know, there's a lot of wellness in Brooklyn, and you can get access to a lot of the instructors that are part of this course because a lot of people are coming through, you know, New York. You stop by, Dr. Hyman, Dr. Lipman, you know, everyone's kind of passing through New York, and you're able to get access to these instructors. But as our audience has expanded beyond the wellness hotspots like New York, like L.A., like Boulder, Colorado, people don't have access to these really game-changing and pioneering doctors. And we found that there's such a hunger for this type of access. And so all three of the trainings that we've launched so far have been really well received, and we want to do more of them in other topics where we can be authoritative and where there's this hunger for information. We know that nutrition is kind of the bread and butter of someone's health journey. It's where it all begins. It's how you can help heal yourself. So this one is near and dear to our heart, and we're so excited about it. But I think it's really just scratching the surface of the potential of the education business. And you know, what's so great about our audience is they want to go deep. You know, they're not as interested in kind of a superficial understanding of a topic, and they really gravitate towards these longer intensive trainings. And other news in Mind Body Green is we're going to be launching a brand new site in 16 days. So we have a lot going on as a brand and as a company in the month of October, and we're really excited to unveil it very soon.
I can't wait to see it. Your current site is gorgeous. I can't wait to see how you can outdo what you already got. But but yeah, it's definitely looking. And I'm curious as well, you know, nationally I've seen MindBody grow in the years that I've been involved. What does the international landscape look like for MindBody Green? Do you have a sense of that? Like I know, for example, at Revitalize, it's live streamed and there are people from Ireland and people from, you know, Japan, you know, asking questions. Things like that. Tell us a little bit about what you see internationally.
Yeah, so about 65% of our audience right now is based in the U.S., and 35% of it is based internationally. MBG tends to be strong wherever they speak English, which makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
And there are certain countries that are just farther along on the wellness adoption curve than we are. So Australia is a country where, you know, we have a ton of traction, and we are very sticky there. But, you know, then there's countries like Mexico where we had some great conversations. There was about six people from Mexico at Revitalize, and we had some great conversations about how this type of content is so important, you know, for Mexico, and how do we bring health and wellness and make it more accessible to other countries. So it's something that we're thinking a lot about, but there's still so much opportunity within the U.S. as you move outside of, you know, the key wellness hotspots, to keep spreading the message and to really make it more accessible. We never want you know, wellness to be this thing that's about $15 green juices and $40 spin
right.
classes. Like for us, you know, the goal is to make it accessible and to make it just how we live our lives.
So true. I think that's the biggest myth too out there, that to be truly healthy and live this lifestyle, you've got to spend a ton of money. I want to switch gears for just a second, and you being in the midst of all things health and wellness and having the reach that you've just described yourself, you know, what do you think right now are the top wellness trends? If you had to narrow it down to maybe the top three, what do you think, what do you see happening in the health and wellness community? You know, for a while it was paleo was the big trend, you know, green juicing was a big trend, yoga was a big trend. A lot of those are sort of petering out a little bit. What do you see now?
Yeah, and you probably got a little bit of a preview of where our brain's at since you were at Revitalize. But what we're seeing is there's, within wellness, it's becoming a little narcissistic. It's becoming a little bit about the self. And we at MindBodyGreen absolutely believe that you have to take care of yourself before you start looking after others. But how we're going to start shifting the conversation is shifting a bit about our families, our communities, and our planet. So at Revitalize, one of the most renowned speakers was the environmentalist and author Paul Hawken, who gave a really inspiring 40-minute talk about how we do hold the solutions to climate change and how it's not just a doom and gloom situation. So you're going to see us talking a lot more about the planet, and we think that the wellness conversation is going to start shifting from the self to the planet, and we're really, really excited about that. The other thing we're excited about is this concept of breath work, which, again, we showcased at Revitalize, where we had some amazing doctors, experts, and leaders in the space, like Andrew Huberman of Stanford, Brian McKenzie, who's a human performance expert, and then Ashley Neese, who's a breath work expert. And we think that it's the next evolution of meditation, which is really exciting. It was really well received by our community at Revitalize. And I think that people are looking for ways that they can have that permission to pause and to center themselves and to perform in their lives better. And if you don't respond to meditation, breath work is another tool in which you can do it.
I love that. So
those would be my top two.
Those are your top two. Okay, so thinking more about the planet, thinking a bit about the self and how the self connects to the planet, and then also performance and breath work. Those are the trends of the future. I would probably agree wholeheartedly with that. I think where I am too, personally, both in what I talk about and what I'm trying to get to, is how when you empower yourself and you give yourself everything you need in terms of health and wellness, then you're equipped to get out there and shift our planet and move our planet forward, whether it's through community and conversation, or it's through initiatives, or it's simply through mentoring, whatever it is. But we have to be our best selves to have the energy and to have the raw materials to shift anybody else forward. Colleen, anything
totally
else
agree.
In the world of Mind, Body, Green that you want to make sure we all know about?
You know, related to this idea of taking care of yourselves and then looking after others, you again got this preview at Revitalize, but of our new positioning around you, we, all, which really embodies and encompasses how we're thinking about the evolution of wellness. And you go on this amazing wellness journey, you go deeper and you start taking care of yourself and really getting, you know, the energy to feel right, to start every day feeling productive, and how then, once you've taken care of yourself, you turn it to the larger community and the planet. And, you know, that mantra of you, we, all is how we're thinking about it in terms of the broader wellness conversation and the warm reception to it. And I think people's desire to, you know, talk about wellness in a way that's a little bit deeper and a little more purpose-driven really resonated, and we're excited to continue that dialogue.
And again, for my listeners, I mean, this was the theme of Revitalize, and I would say this should be the theme for all of us. I mean, we opened and closed that event with the idea that it's you know, or the self, we, as we all come together collectively, and then all as we shift things forward. I have so many stories in practice about seeing that play out as people heal and get better. And then, you know, they have that conversation 6 months down the road, you know, Dr. Taz, I think I'm ready. I'm ready to start that business, or I'm ready to adopt that child, or I'm ready, you know, to jump into this volunteer project or this mission work. But you can only get there once you're in the right place yourself. So this health and wellness movement is not a fad, I would argue. I think it is a commitment to making ourselves and our planets better and to preserving the very essence of why we are all here. Colleen, thank you so much for taking time to join me today. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that, you know, pretty much sums it all up with you, we all, and it's a great place to end.
I agree. And, you know, for everybody out there, if you have not explored Mind Body Green, I strongly urge you to do so. It's mindbodygreen.com. The nutrition course launches today if you want to dig deeper into nutrition. And I have to thank Colleen for taking the time out to be an amazing guest. She's amazing if you ever meet her in person as well. And it's just a wonderful community to be a part of. So thank you so much, Colleen. And we have to, before we end, give a thanks to our sponsor. If you will visit Organifi.com, that's Organifi.com, and use the code WHOLEHEALTH, you will receive 20% off your next order. Thank you all, and have an amazing day.